I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There are several battles over election rights underway here in Florida. The Department of Justice is suing the state over Governor Rick Scott's controversial effort to purge voter rolls of non-citizens. Florida has also restricted voter registration drives, shortened early voting, and made it harder for felons to have their voting rights reinstated. This is all since the last election. And this is also a state that already asks for photo IDs before one can vote. Michael Dobson joins us from Tallahassee. He's an African-American conservative Republican and a Florida lobbyist. He has a cautionary tale about Florida's requirement. Michael, I just want to make sure I've got this right to start. You write in an op-ed piece in the Tampa Bay Times that you feel your job as a lobbyist gives you a front row seat to the legislature. You assumed that efforts to purge voters did relate to you. You thought the IDs were a great idea. Have I got that all kind of right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Then you go, what a story this is. You go to vote in the primary election. This is 2 weeks ago. You realize you have your voter ID, but you can't find your license. Your wife is with you in the line. You can't find your license. So first of all, you have to have both in Florida?
Yes. Apparently you have to have both. And I guess my thought was that I walked into a polling area voting with my wife, who is voting directly in front of me.
Right.
So I figure I have my voter's ID from the supervisor of election, and that should suffice. My wife is voting. We're at the same address, obviously.
Right. And she had, we should say, she had.
Hand.
Yep, she had her voter ID and her license. It shows right there, you know, you have your voter ID, but you forgot the picture ID, your license. And
that's
so
correct.
You're assuming, well, that's okay, because here I am with my wife. See, we both have our voter IDs. We're husband and wife. And what happened?
I got turned around. I talked with the poll worker for maybe a minute or so and said, look, you know, my wife just voted here. Can you look at your voters' rolls and see that our address is the same? She can certainly vouch for me. I am who I say I am. And she looked at me and acknowledged that it was a little ridiculous, but she had to ask for a voter ID. And you know, so I say, well, I thought to myself that she's doing her job. And
yeah.
You know,
and so you go back to the car. You go back to the car, and luckily it's in the car, so you do get to vote. But you have a real Hosanna moment there, because you realize you almost didn't get to vote. And as you write, it occurred to you that this is going to happen to African Americans, Hispanics, the elderly, the poor, African Americans disproportionately, because many of them, let's say, have been arrested for driving with a suspended or revoked driver's license, revoked because they maybe couldn't afford to pay a traffic ticket or to keep car insurance. And you start thinking, this is that was a crime of poverty, not having their license, but they're not going to be able to vote. You're having this light bulb go off.
Right. What occurred to me is that everyone would suggest that this is going to be a fairly close election. So when you start doing things like creating these barriers of being voter ID being one of them, and then these other barriers, I think you mentioned in the lead-in, regarding the
registration,
the number of days for early voting, and the issues regarding the voters registration organizations whom have had some difficulty doing what they've been doing for many, many years, and you start chipping away at a certain segment of the voting block, and at the end of the day, what you're doing is essentially you are manipulating the outcome in a pretty high-tech manner.
Well, and this is coming from a conservative Republican. Michael, we just got about a minute left here. Do you plan on taking this up with legislators? You're a lobbyist.
Well, yeah, I would like to talk to some legislators, and because I'm African American, regardless of my political affiliation, I know what blood, sweat, and tears went into our ability to vote. And
yeah,
I know
so now
how
you wanna
important that ability has been to the black community in terms of our community moving beyond where it was, let's say, 50 years ago.
Well, you know what? We're going to follow your attempts to get this changed. We got to go now. But Michael Dobson, thanks so much.